Hey, thank you for tuning into another episode of Keys Please. Keys Please podcast is a podcast where I provoke positive change in others through my life lessons. Because of the heartache and the pain of these life lessons, I had to stop and ask myself, where is it that I'm going and what is it that I want to do on my journey? You can find me on Facebook as K-E-E-R-E-I-D. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram as MRSK_REID. I need y'all, y'all need me, and together we're going to make this podcast a big hit. So let's sit back and enjoy the ride. Hey. Hey, what's going on, y'all? Thank you for tuning into another episode. I hope and pray that everybody is having a peaceful week. I know every day there has been numbers that have been escalated and, you know, things are just getting a little out of control with this, with Cousin Rong Rong. And it's a lot. Like, I was talking to somebody earlier and they were like, oh, well, I heard that it's like 10,000 cases in New Jersey now. And have you heard it? And I'm like, nah, I don't even watch the news no more. Now, my morning routine, get myself up, I turn the TV on, listen to the news for a second, then I get my day going. Ever since this stuff been going on, I don't even have an urge to watch the news. And when I tell y'all, I love watching the news, I love it, but I just haven't had the urge. I don't want to. I don't want to fill my mind with everything that's going on because I just don't. You know what I mean? It's enough people that's affected by it. It's enough people that's speaking about it. Every time I go on social media, it's a meme about it or a post or something about this daggone COVID-19. And I don't feel like that, y'all. Like, I just don't want to have to deal with it. And I just choose to think about other things. I choose to be grateful for what I have. I choose to just accept where I am in life right now because it could be worse. I want everybody to remember, though, we have what we say, right? So if we want to see something different, then we need to say something different. If we know that it's a lot of things in our life that we don't like, then we need to start speaking about the things that we do like or that we want to see so that it could come to us. Everything that's going on right now is a temporary thing. Seasons change. Every day changes. The time has to change. Does that make sense? Like, the times have to change. So it's like, all right, well, you know, we're going through this pandemic and the kids is home with us. Thank God I still have a job. I'm working from home. It just, y'all, I'm telling y'all, it could be 10 times worse. For those who are affected by this, I want to say my prayers are with y'all. I want y'all to keep y'all heads up. I need y'all to make sure that y'all pray about everything, every feeling, every emotion, every thought. Pray about that thing because that's going to be the only thing that's going to get you through. God is going to be the only one that's going to be able to get you through because He is the one that provides for all of us. Now, there may be some people that's listening that might think otherwise. Hey, you think what you want to think. I'm just speaking to you about what I know. He provides all the time. He's never missing a beat or has missed a beat. So I'm going to speak about what He has done for me in the past for this situation that I'm going through right now. I'm not going to sit around here and regurgitate all the bad things that has happened or that. You know, I could have saw myself out of by myself. No, I would be a good fool. I'm telling y'all, the stuff that I have been through in my last couple of years, it's nothing but the grace of God. So I'm not going to get in this season and start getting so afraid and start wavering in my faith and start, you know, speaking about what I see. Nah, I'm going to speak about what I want to see. You understand what I'm saying? It's all about your perception. It's all about how you're handling the situation. And my words to everybody tonight, speak what you want to see. Say that thing. If you want to keep your job, say you're always gainfully employed. If you want to not have a job, then you say that too. And then whatever happens, happens. If you want this coronavirus to go about this business, you need to speak into existence that this coronavirus don't want about her business. This will not affect me or my family. This is not going to affect me, my job, my living, my nothing. You speak what you want. Speak that thing into existence, right? So I'm telling y'all, I've been thinking about July. I love the summer months because it's hot. You get to go outside. It's just a different feeling. That sun comes. And for me, the sun is just, it helps my mood, y'all. Like, I don't see how people sit in the house all day with the blinds and stuff closed. And you in a dark house. Mm-mm. I'm not built like that. You got to get some sunlight on your skin. Got to get some sunlight in the house. It will help your mood. So I know right now it's April 2nd. But I'm already thinking about July. Because I see myself in July right now. Because I want to not have to get myself so overwhelmed with what's going on right now that I can't even dream. To me, it's not worth it. Whatever you do, pray about your next move and then create that thing. Create. We are able to create anything with God. Create what you want. Pray about it. Get permission. Get direction. And then go about it once God releases you to tell you what you need to do. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's all about our focus. What are we focused on? What have we been focusing on? And is it even worth your attention? What I don't want people to miss is the fact that what we focus on eventually manifests. So we gotta look at things. Like for me, I'm trying to manifest summertime. I'm trying to manifest Corona going about her business. I'm trying to manifest the good and the feeling of the sun rising, and I'm able to ride with my windows down. I love taking night rides. I love it. But I really love taking night rides in the summertime. It's just something about that wind, you know, the day has cooled down. It's nighttime. It's not as hot and sticky as it was throughout the day. Put the windows down, put my babies in a car, and we just ride. And it's just like, oh, that gives me so much peace and joy. Because it's like, first of all, my kids are second of all, that's just what I like to do. I love taking night rides. So like I said, yes, it's April 2nd. But I'm already thinking about July because I want it to be hot, y'all. I'm ready for it to be hot. I'm just ready for my night rides. Now, don't get me wrong. I still take my night rides in the wintertime. But it hits different in the summertime. You understand what I'm saying? So let's be mindful about what we're focusing on. This is a temporary situation and that this thing will end. This too shall pass. Kids is going back to school, y'all. Trust me when I tell you, these kids going back to school this year. I'm speaking that into existence. These kids are going back to school before June. These teachers will be gainfully employed before June. I'm going back to work. I'm actually stepping foot in the building before June. Everything that my life is supposed to do, everything that's supposed to happen in my life is going to happen at the time that it needs to happen. Nothing in my life is going to be postponed because of Cousin Rona. Nah, like my life is going to continue to flow. With God's help, it's going to continue to flow. I'm going to continue to do what I need to do. I'm just not focusing on what I don't want. I'm going to put all of my energy, all of my focus into what I do want. So I want y'all to understand, number one, that this is temporary. Number two, focus on what you want. Number three, pray about everything. Number four, say that. Say it. Whatever you want to see, say it. And number five, always know that you're guided, you're protected, you're safe, you are in God's arms, He got you. There is nothing that is going to happen to you that He doesn't already know about, already have protection to have you covered. And He always has a way of escape. All right? Don't forget to declare who you are, affirm who you are, stand in it, breathe it, and live it. One of these days, I'm going to break down what I say and what it means. So when I say declare who you are, affirm who you are, stand in it, breathe it, and live it, that means you got to know who you are, you got to say who you are, and you got to walk like you know who you are. So I'm gonna make a podcast episode on that, because it took me a while to be able to go through those steps. And now that I'm walking those steps, can't nothing or nobody stop me from seeing how I see myself and seeing the way that God sees me. Nah, it ain't gonna happen. So until next week, y'all, keep y'all heads up. Know that y'all protected, guided, and everything else. And God willing, y'all will hear from me next Thursday. Bye.